This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Friends, we continue today a study which we began several days ago in regard to making things as sure as we can. Pilate, you remember the governor of Rome, who delivered up Jesus to be crucified, made a statement in regard to their guarding the tomb of Jesus so that no one would come and steal away his body and make, as they said, the error worse than the first. Make it as sure as you can. Now, of course, Pilate was not a Christian. He was an unbeliever. But this shows that even unbelievers can recognize the value of this principle of making life as sure as you can, of making the important things in life as sure as you can. And so in this series of lessons, I've been pleading with our listeners to consider the fact that the Bible is the Word of God, that God speaks the truth always and can be depended upon, that the one basic thing in life we can depend upon is the integrity of God. And so I have pleaded with the audience to make it a pattern of life to go to the Bible, to read the Bible honestly, openly, and sincerely, so that one may determine what is the will of God, and then in all honesty to do one's very best to incorporate those principles, those teachings, those precepts and details into one's own life. We have considered already that while these things are necessary, not a single one of them is sufficient within and of themselves without anything else. Sincerity is necessary but not sufficient. Morality is necessary but not sufficient. Faith is necessary but not sufficient alone. Repentance is necessary but not sufficient alone. Of course, repentance, genuine repentance, follows genuine faith, and genuine repentance is followed by reformation of life, just as John the Baptist demanded that those who came to hear him repent and show fruits that were worthy of repentance. But let us turn our attention now to the grace of God. There's a marvelous statement found in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, where the Apostle Paul makes clear that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice that if we live a life of sin, we get what we deserve. It's like going to a pay window. We have worked for so much. Let's say we've hired out to a man for $10 an hour. We work 10 hours. We say, well, he owes us $100. That's the way it is if we live our lives in sin. If we go through this life, pass out through the door of death into eternity in sin, with sin still upon our soul, then we will have earned everlasting punishment. And God, being the righteous, just, and holy God that he is, cannot but punish us. On the other hand, however, if we've been baptized into Christ, if we have come under the saving blood of Christ, and if we've walked in the light, so the blood of Christ continues to cleanse us from our sins, then we will be saved by the gift of God, which is eternal life. Notice again the statement, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice eternal life is a gift. That is not to say that you do not have to do anything to get it, but it does say that when you've done all you've been commanded to do, as Jesus made clear in the book of Luke, you are to count yourself as an unprofitable servant. I sometimes hear people say, well, I know that being baptized cannot be essential to salvation because that's a work and that would mean I would be earning my salvation. Friends, this is the devil's doctrine. There's not one word of truth to it. In what sense could I possibly be earning my salvation by simply obeying what the Lord told me to do? I would not be earning the forgiveness of a single sin. It is simply the fact that in doing what the Lord has said, I will be brought into Christ, where the blood of Christ will cleanse me from my sins. And so the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And friends, that occurs. We become Christians when we're baptized into Christ, and we enter in eternal life when at our death our life is over and we are ushered into life everlasting after the judgment. I'm glad that you've been with us today. I want to sincerely thank you for listening to us and to plead with you to join our broadcast again next time. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.